Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
According to most observers, Boston's new Hubway bicycle sharing system has been a really big success. Still, in the Longwood Medical Area today and across the city, workers went about dismantling the Hubway spoke by spoke.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
I'm William Harris with Alta Bicycle Share. The system's closing tonight at midnight. Right now, we're taking up the stations for the wintertime, going to storage, a little hibernation over in Brighton in our warehouse. We'll be coming back in March, hopefully weather permitting, of course.
Jesse, a little more. Just a little bit down.
And when Hubway returns in the spring, it'll be about 50% bigger, with new stations beyond Boston in Brookline, Somerville, and Cambridge. And here to talk about what's in store is Jessica Robertson. She's Transportation Coordinator for the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, which is coordinating the expansion of Hubway across the region. Jessica, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So why don't you first remind us how the whole Hubway system works?
Sure. So the Hubway bike sharing system is stations around the city, usually a few blocks apart, and you can rent a bike at any station and return it to any other station. You can either have an annual membership and you have a key on your keychain, so you can walk right up to the station and stick your key in the kiosk and the bike comes right out. Or if you don't have an annual membership, you can use your credit card, swipe it right at the station, and for $5, you have a 24-hour membership. So either way, if you're an annual member or if you have a short-term membership, you get unlimited free rides under 30 minutes. And then if you have a bike longer than 30 minutes, you start charging extra fees.
There's a tiered pricing structure
exactly,
after 30 minutes.
Exactly, because they want to keep the bikes in circulation.
Okay, so overall, I mean, this is a really good news story because from what I understand, despite a lot of initial cynicism from I guess you can call them Boston's regular chorus of cynics, Hubway seems to really be a big success for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, you had many more riders than were expected.
Yeah, as of today, we're going to have over 142,000 rides. We had 100,000 rides in the first 10 weeks, which was way quicker than Denver and Minneapolis, which took about 6 or 7 months to reach the 100,000 ride mark.
Wow, so a lot more than expected and much better than in other cities.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica, another big concern, and I'll admit this is one that I had, was about safety because you had a lot of maybe potentially novice cyclists who weren't familiar with urban cycling, especially in Boston. Maybe they weren't wearing helmets because they weren't frequent cyclists or unless they happened to bring one on their own. But I understand the safety record for Hubway was pretty good.
Right. There have been very, very few incidents and no major incidents. Nobody's been seriously hurt at all. And frankly, I think that Hubway riders, while a lot of them are newer cyclists, also tend to be safer cyclists because they're not riding aggressively. Also, the bikes are a little bit heavier and a little bit slower than other bikes, so it's harder to be an unsafe cyclist on these bikes.
And for people who didn't have a helmet, I understand even the city had some 30 shops around Boston where riders could purchase subsidized helmets for less than 10 bucks.
Right. So Boston has had a much higher helmet usage on bike share than other cities that have done this. And this is really thanks to the city of Boston. When you sign up to be a member online, you can check a box and get a helmet mailed to you. And then also at every station, there's a map that shows all the different shops where you can buy a helmet for under 10 bucks. And a lot of those are CVS and Walgreens as well as bike shops.
But to be fair, I mean, I've seen Hubway riders, some of whom don't wear their helmets. So overall, the helmet wearing was less than for regular bike commuters around town.
I would say that, yeah, but it's definitely been higher than the average bike share.
Well, so the first phase of Hubway in Boston was made possible by about $3 million in federal, state, and local grants. And you had about 600 bikes total for this first phase. So from our math, that works out to about $5,000 per bicycle, which doesn't include a couple million dollars in corporate sponsorship and user fees. So overall, $5,000 a bike seems cost effective or not?
So the bike itself definitely doesn't cost $5,000. But what you have to think about is that there's a lot of infrastructure. The station itself is very expensive. There's a lot of really innovative technology that goes into this. They're all solar powered and wireless. So that's why you can get the real time information on the website or on your smartphone about how many bikes are at a given station right at that moment. So there's a big upfront infrastructure cost. And then these numbers that you're talking about include 3 whole years of operations, paying all Alta's employees to run the system, maintenance of the bikes, running the website and everything else, customer service, the whole thing.
You know, you mentioned that they're really sturdy bikes, and when you see them, they kind of look like they're built almost like the cycle version of a tank. So that makes me wonder, though, why does the system have to close for the winter?
Well, really, it's about snow removal. A lot of the stations are in on-street parking spaces, and so the bikes would get plowed in and, you know, all the spokes in the wheels would get bent, and salt is really bad for bikes, so that would just corrode the bikes over time as well. And then it's also a safety issue that when the roads are snowy and icy, it's a lot trickier to ride, and if you have these newer cyclists in unsafe conditions, that's not something that Hubway wants to be putting people in that position of riding in unsafe conditions.
Mm. Well, Boston was sort of the pilot city for the region for Hubway, and the system is going to be expanding when it returns in the springtime. Mm-hmm. Where will it be expanding to?
It will be expanding to Cambridge and Somerville soon in the spring. We don't know exact dates yet, and it will also be expanding to Brookline. Boston is hoping eventually in the long term to bring it further out into all the neighborhoods, but they're still working on the fundraising for that. Cambridge and Somerville and Brookline are hoping to use bike share to make connections to transit, but also bring bike share to the places that don't have good transit connections, such as Inman Square and Union Square and Coolidge Corner and Brookline Village. You know, you'll be able to get back and forth easily between Alston and Brookline and between Brookline and the Longwood Medical area. So connecting the spokes of the MBTA.
Well, in the long run, though, how far could the Hubway system go? I mean, Needham, Quincy, Lawrence even?
Well, it's interesting because the Boston region is really paving the way for regional systems involving multiple municipalities. There have been a number of other municipalities that have expressed interest in joining the system. That's further down the road, for sure, but I could definitely see a sort of system where a town on the North Shore might have a couple stations of their own, and people would take the Blue Line or the commuter rail out there and then hop on a bike. So I think there's definitely potential to have nodes in other cities and spread the system further than the inner core.
And last question for you. Have you ridden the Hubway bikes?
Absolutely.
How often?
Well, I ride my own bike every single day, but we do have a Hubway station right outside my office, and there's also one right by my house in Alston. So sometimes I'll take a Hubway bike to a meeting. It's quicker than taking my own bike. Or sometimes if it's a really nasty day and I want to take a heavier bike that won't be as slippery in the rain, I'll take a Hubway bike.
Jessica Robertson, Transportation Coordinator for the Metropolitan Area Planning Council. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And just to remind you, the Hubway bike sharing system officially closes for the season at midnight.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.